Proclamation number 9010, dated the July 7th, 1965. Recognition and admission of guilt. It is also of crucial importance for you humans that you recognize and profess your guilt in order to become free from it through Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, who died for it on your behalf on the cross. For the admission of the fact that you had become guilty must precede the will of allowing yourselves to be redeemed, because then you will consciously strive for returning to your Father's house. Sooner or later you will have to realize that you once sinned against God Himself and then also seriously desire to become released from this immense guilt, which forms the basis of your existence as human beings on earth. And if you then consciously carry this guilt under the cross, it will also be forgiven as well as all guilt you accumulated on earth when you were still without knowledge of the divine Redeemer's significance for the human race. However, a mere avowal with your mouth is not enough. Mere conventional faith in Him is not sufficient. You must be completely conscious of what Jesus, the human being, had done for you, that He suffered and died on your behalf, on behalf of your guilt of sin, in order to offer the sacrifice of atonement to God, without which you would have been unable to enter the kingdom of light. Only then will it be a living faith, and this alone is valued by God, your Father of eternity. For only then will you also recognize your past guilt, and you'll admit to your own fault and appeal for forgiveness. This alone is the task you ought to fulfill on earth, but which you will only accomplish when love has taken possession of you, for an entirely heartless person does not entertain such thoughts. He is unable to believe, and thus his life is a standstill. He does not live up to the actual purpose of changing himself again into what he had been in the beginning, for he will enter the kingdom of the beyond burdened by his original sin and cannot be released from it until he finds Jesus Christ, who will certainly approach him over there, but he will leave it up to his freedom of will as to whether or not he will accept him. For this reason you are constantly given a light in regards to this, yet only rarely can open hearts and ears be found which are grateful for this light. The majority of people are unaware of any wrongdoing. They don't investigate the reason for their existence and life their lives indifferently, only desiring that which pleases their earthly body. They neither think deeply nor do they live a life of love of their own accord, otherwise they would gradually come to the right realization. And time flies. It is getting ever shorter, for the end is close at hand. God Himself can only make a small and disappearing proportion aware of the significance of the act of salvation, for it is precisely the act of salvation which is disputed almost everywhere in the world, and even where it is emphasized, it is merely a matter of conventional faith which leaves much to be desired, where a redemption through Him is indeed spoken of but barely being made use of by consciously realizing and confessing guilt, but only this can result in redemption. People don't know that they need to use their own will. They think that they need only profess with their mouth in order to receive forgiveness of sin, but this cannot be valued by God. Instead, the human being must completely consciously and of his own free will hand himself over to the divine Redeemer. Only then can the act of salvation take effect on him. However, as long people only accept the information with their ears without involvement of their heart, they cannot count on the redemption of their original sin. Consequently, the work of those who try to exert a living influence on their fellow human beings, by mainly admonishing them to love in order to enable their understanding of the great act of salvation, will always be blessed. And all those capable of a living faith will be redeemed from their guilt, for love gives light which will shine ever more brightly because they had found redemption from their immense guilt. Yet all people must be clear of the fact that there is no path to God without Jesus Christ. Since only one was able to redeem this immense guilt, but he also wants to be consciously called upon for forgiveness in order to distribute unlimited bliss. For God and Jesus Christ are one. The great secret precisely rests in the fact that you acknowledge God again in Jesus Christ, whom you once denied your acknowledgement and thereby fell into the abyss. This was your immense sin which made you guilty and which Jesus Christ redeemed for you. Amen.